This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Afghan protesters defied the Taliban for a second day Thursday, waving their national flag in scattered demonstrations, and the fighters again responded violently as they faced growing challenges to their rule. A UN official is warning of dire food shortages, and experts say the country is severely in need of cash, while noting the Taliban are unlikely to enjoy the generous international aid that was given to the civilian government they dethroned. On Thursday, a procession of cars and people near Kabul's airport carried long black, red, and green banners in honor of the Afghan flag, a banner that is becoming a symbol of defiance. The demonstrations are a remarkable show of defiance after the Taliban fighters violently dispersed a protest Wednesday. At Kabul's international airport, military evacuation flights continue, according to flight tracking data. However, access to the airport remains difficult. On Thursday, Taliban militants fired into the air to try to control the crowds gathered at the airport's blast wall. U.S. President Joe Biden said in an interview Thursday, "War is not the answer to growing fears for the human rights of women in Afghanistan after the Taliban takeover," referring to the Uyghur ethnic minority in China and other areas of the world facing extreme human rights abuses. Biden told ABC, quote, "The way to deal with that is not with a military invasion." He says many women were trying to leave Afghanistan through the U.S. evacuation at Kabul's airport. The president claims he told advisors to, quote, "get them out, get their families out," adding, quote, "as many as we can get out, we should." Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Haitian officials say the toll from last weekend's devastating earthquake has passed 2,000 as Prime Minister Ariel Henry warns the Caribbean nation faces painful times ahead. An official in a southern city, one of the worst hit areas, says they think there are still bodies in the ruins because they can smell them from underneath the rubble. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency, which coordinates the emergency response, said late on Wednesday the death toll from Saturday's powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake had risen to 2,189, with most of the fatalities in the country south, and that the number of wounded stood at 12,200. The poorest country in the Americas, Haiti is still recovering from the 2010 quake that killed over 200,000. The latest disaster struck just weeks after President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated on July 7th, plunging the nation of 11 million people into political turmoil. Prime Minister Henry said in a video message late on Wednesday, the whole country was physically and mentally devastated. Hezbollah's chief said Thursday it's sending a tanker from Iran to bring desperately needed fuel supplies to Lebanon in defiance of U.S. sanctions. Growing fuel shortages have forced hospitals, businesses, and government offices shut amid a crippling economic crisis in Lebanon. But the move is prohibited by U.S. sanctions on Iran's oil industry and could drag Lebanon into the covert naval war between Tehran and Israel. Hezbollah's chief is daring Iran's foes to stop the shipment. He says the first ship would bring fuel for, quote, "hospitals, manufacturers of medicine and food, as well as bakeries and private generators," and more vessels would follow to address shortages that have ground Lebanon to a halt. Neither the Iranian nor the Lebanese governments have confirmed the paramilitary organization's claim. A new study published Thursday claims the effectiveness of the Pfizer vaccine against COVID-19 declines faster than that of the AstraZeneca jab. Researchers at Oxford University said two doses of Pfizer have greater initial effectiveness against new COVID-19 infections, but it declines faster compared with two doses of AstraZeneca. The study is based on results of a survey by Britain's Office for National Statistics that carried out PCR tests from December last year to this month on randomly selected households. It claims Pfizer had, quote, "greater initial effectiveness, but saw faster declines in protection against high viral burden and symptomatic infection when looking at a period of several months after full vaccination, although rates remain low for both jabs." Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.